Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Yes. an inheritance that's waiting, that you purchase through the cross. Painful childhood. I can talk about that one. Oh my goodness. I'm old. Y'all may have noticed that when I walked up here. And I'm so old. I come from an era where they didn't have good parents. And some of y'all my age know what I mean. Concerned, involved, yes. Good, let's not go crazy here. I remember when I was in elementary school, we had one of those teachers, you know, she was real particular about everything, one of those, and she was really, you couldn't say anything bad with bad grammar around, always correcting your grammar. And she said, one of the children in the class talked about, wrote a sentence about how she was raised as a child, and the teacher said, "That's the wrong grammar." You say, and she says, "Well, what are we supposed to say?" And she said, "Parents rear children. You rear children. You raise pigs." And so that was, she said, that would be the difference. If it's a person, you say you rear them. If it's an animal, you raise hogs. You know, that's what you. And we all looked at her, and she said, "Well, you know, like there's a difference between raising children and raising up hogs." And we looked at her, and said, "No." A lot of us in the room were like, "No, I don't know. What would be the difference? I mean, they just, you know, throw food at us, and then we, you know, left to our own a lot. And, you know, I come from an era where there wasn't a lot of delicate psychological interaction there. And bless them, my parents weren't equipped for a lot of that. They missed the boat on a few things that they needed to do as parents. But here's the thing I want to say about that. I could stand up and tell you a lot of bad stuff about that, and it would be true. But here's the thing I'm wondering is, no matter who you are, no matter what way you were raised, no matter what family you grew up in, you still ended up missing something, right? I think everybody had, you know, maybe your father wasn't that mechanical and he never taught you about working on cars. Maybe if you're like me, my dad was mechanical. He tried a dozen times to teach me how to work on a car. I got to chase women. I got to stay focused on that. I can't do this with you and do that at the same time. So I got to prioritize my life, Father. And, you know, I didn't pay attention. But I think we all end up missing something. And let's start with this verse here from the book of James. Why do you fight and argue amongst yourselves? You want what others have, but you can't get what you want. So you argue and you fight. You don't have what you want because you don't ask God. See, here's the thing is, there were some things missing from my child rearing experience. Some of them pretty big, too, to be honest with you. Took me a long time to be honest with you about that, but some big things missing. But here's the thing is, I think everybody comes up missing something. And we have to find a way to fill that in now. We can't sit around and be angry and upset about that, because I think that's what this verse is talking about. We are angry that we didn't get something that we should have had. I'm not going to sit here and tell you otherwise. If you were missing something in your childhood that should have been there, I'd be angry too. I'm angry about some of those things that I missed out on. But here's my point is, I wonder, are we wasting our time and our energy on that? Is that keeping us down? Right? I mean, here's an example that we were talking about over lunch. You know, Jed and Hallie are young and they're full of life and energy and joy, and he still has a full head of hair and everything. So they're thinking about having a child one day. Right now they got a bird, which is you know, that's a warm up for a child, I guess. And if that works for you, fine. But what I'm trying to tell you is, you know, you start thinking about stuff. Now, Jed, you can see him up here. He is so musically gifted. I still tell the story of when he played a wrong note when he sang Happy Birthday to me once years ago. It's one of my favorite moments in life. That's how good he is musically. But athletically, bless him, that isn't his gift. You follow what I'm saying? Now, I took these two fellas out, Kim and Craig. I took them out. I said, we're going to learn to play some golf. Never played golf in their life. Most people massively embarrassed the first time they try and learn to play golf. It will humble you in a minute. I said, we're going to get out there. We're going to do it. And I handed them the club. I said, hold it like this. Do it like that. Follow the instructions. And both of them just like they've been doing it their whole life, just swinging that club and watching it go and whatever. And they said, well, now, isn't Jed going to get up and join us? I said, no. And sure enough, though, bless him, he got his courage together. He stood up. He put the ball down. He stood there with that club. And in a motion that I could only describe as unfolding lawn furniture while fighting off a mess of bees, attempted. Okay, he don't have it. Some people have it, some people don't. He don't. Okay. But this is what I'm saying. The reason why I'm telling you the story is Jed said, now, what if my kid needs to learn to play a sport? What am I going to do? I said, well, that's what I do. So you got to let me get in there, because I love sports. I love going. I love, you know, going to the driving range and us all cutting up and acting crazy and acting a fool and causing a disruption and all that and laughing. And I love that. I love doing that. And you would be cheating me if you didn't let me be the uncle that coaches him in the baseball and all of that. That's what I would want to do. Here's what I'm wondering is, do you have some parenting in your life that you need to fill out, where there are people in your life that would love to help you with that? That would give them joy to help you in that. And you don't even know that. You don't even know that. You might think of yourself as being a burden, and maybe some people have told you that and talked to you like that, and maybe that's because they didn't know how to help you. But understand, if it's in my power, my limited ability to help you with something, you're going to give me joy to help you. As Tasha was saying earlier, this is what we do. This is what we love, is being in there and helping people out. That gives us joy. See, I think we have to look at what's missing in our life. Looking at the things that, again, whether that's parenting that wasn't great or whether it was us not letting ourselves be parented very well, you know, we don't have to lay blame on that. What we do need to do is look at what's missing and then figure out how can we parent ourselves in that? How can we fill in those gaps? Because I think there are people in your life that want to help you with that. There are people who enjoy working on cars that want to tell you about working on cars. There are people who, you know, it would make their day to show you how to fill out a job application or a resume or any of those kinds of things. There are cheerful givers in your environment. Believe that. It's true. And as Brother Tripp was putting it, and rightly so, I think we have to recognize when we look at those relationships with family, sometimes we're sort of faced with a choice to either take what little they have to give or don't take anything at all. And that's a tough choice sometimes. It really is. And I don't think anyone's judging anybody else in this room on that. I've been in that position. There are times when I'm dealing with my family and they are behaving so bad, I can't talk to them anymore. I can only talk to Jesus with them there. Do you know what I mean? Where I'm calling on Jesus when I'm with them, Lord, give me the strength not to kill this person here who deserves it, who is evil, and you know it, Jesus. And I know you're on my side, Jesus. So give me the strength not to kill this person. And you know, I mean, if you want to kill them, that's fine. But I don't want to go to jail, Lord Jesus. So there are times when you have to pray because there isn't anything else you can say in this relationship, because it gets to that point of being where they're not going to give you anything to work with. And there's nothing we can do there except for face the facts, face the way things are going. Unfortunately, it's hard to forgive somebody if you won't blame them. That's kind of the hard part of getting over these things and finding a place of forgiveness. Last thing, and this is what I want to leave you with, this image of everybody needs extra parenting. Everybody needs something beyond what your parents give you in your upbringing. Everybody. There was a time in Jesus's life where Jerusalem was sort of the capital of the area where his people lived in. And they would all go to this big temple every year and have a big celebration, big religious celebration in the temple. And they pack up the uncles and the cousins and grandma and everybody gets on a camel or a donkey or whatever, and we all go walk forever, and then we get there and then we have the party and whatever. So this is, we're picking it up from after this has happened. This is in Luke 2. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. They began looking for him amongst their relatives and friends. I don't know if any of y'all have been in this family. I've been in this family where they leave you. There are so many cousins and aunties and uncles in the car. Nobody misses that you're gone for a whole day. They got to come back to get their child. I mean, you got to count heads before you leave Jerusalem. This is what we learned. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. See, even Jesus, who was given these amazing parents that cared for him, they had their moments where they didn't do a perfect job of parenting, and there was a moment where Jesus learned and grew from being around other adults and other leaders in the church and other leaders in the temple. So I think this is true for you and me. Maybe we missed a few things growing up, but God wants to restore that to you, and he wants to bless you with that. He wants to fill in those missing gaps, and he wants to use us to do it, and we want to do that for you. Amen. We love you. God bless you.